Hey, everybody. This is episode 80 of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. Hi, friends. Thank you for joining me for another episode. Together, we are on a journey to be daily followers of Jesus. Here's our goal, to be fully devoted, mature disciples of Christ. If you're new here, please visit our website at 5minutediscipleship.com to learn more about what we're trying to accomplish. Today, we are talking about the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Last year, I bought a new car, and it has a feature that I've never had before. I was driving my new car, and to my surprise, the car started beeping. It took me a while to figure it out, but as you're driving down the road, if you drift into the other lane without turning on your turn signal, the car will beep an alert. It's an alert that is designed to keep you safe. You know, God has given us His Holy Spirit to guide us. If we are listening, He will alert us when we get out of our lane. When our lives move outside the boundaries of God's Word, the Holy Spirit is faithful to let us know. I've heard people say, I have Jesus. Why do I need the Holy Spirit? What does the Holy Spirit do in a believer's life anyway? Well, there is a long list as we look at Scripture of what the Holy Spirit is currently doing in your life and mine. But let me give you a few of them. The Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. He guides us into all truth. He reveals Christ to us. He sanctifies us, empowers us, fills us, teaches us to pray. The Holy Spirit produces in us the fruit or evidence of His work and presence. He gives us spiritual gifts. He anoints us for ministry. The Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit brings unity to the body of Christ. He reveals the deep things of God. He teaches us. He brings things to our remembrance, and He comforts us. And that's just to name a few. So who is the Holy Spirit? The Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He is co-equal with the Father and the Son. He is not a mist, a cloud, or a strange feeling. He is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit has feelings just like you and me. He can be grieved. He is sensitive and compassionate. He is powerful and mighty. He is the change agent on earth. He is God in action in our world. In the New Testament, in John chapter 16, Jesus was preparing His disciples for His departure. You can read the conversation. Jesus wanted them to know that they would not be alone, that after His departure, He would give them the Holy Spirit to be with them and to live in them. John chapter 16, verse 7 says, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you. How important is the Holy Spirit in our lives? Well, Francis Chan, in one of his books, wrote, if you read the Bible completely out of the context of contemporary church culture, for example, if you lived on a deserted island, you would be convinced that the Holy Spirit is as essential to a believer's existence as air is to staying alive. He went on to write, you would know that the Spirit led the first Christians to do unexplainable things, to live lives that didn't make sense to the culture around them, and ultimately to spread the story of God's grace around the world. So you may ask the question, what is the Holy Spirit doing in our lives today? Well, let me give you a few things quickly. First, the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. The Holy Spirit shows us who we really are rather than what we pretend to be. This happens before we come to Christ and after we come to Christ. It's not until the Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts and makes us aware of our sin and need for Christ that any change can happen. John 16, verse 8 says, and when He has come, speaking of the Holy Spirit, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Second, the Holy Spirit brings us freedom. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we gain freedom in our lives. It's through His strength we are able to resist temptation. It is through His power that we are able to live godly and holy lives. Third, the Holy Spirit teaches us what we need to know and reminds us of what we need to remember. Listen to John 14:26. Jesus says, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Has this ever happened to you? You're talking with a friend and just at the right moment, the right verse of scripture pops into your head. How did this happen? At just the right moment, the Holy Spirit spoke to your heart and life. Fourth, the Holy Spirit empowers us to witness for Jesus. Acts chapter 1:8, the scripture says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." The Greek word for power in this verse is the word dunamos, for which we get our English word dynamic and dynamite. It is explosive power. This is what Jesus promised. It is the ability to do what Jesus calls us to do. Well, I hope you're convinced today that the Holy Spirit is necessary, and I hope you see His work in your life. Here's today's challenge. Ask God to fill your life with His Holy Spirit. Begin to seek God daily and ask Him to lead and guide your life by His Spirit. Listen for His voice. Cooperate with His leadership and ask the Lord to help you walk daily in the power of the Holy Spirit. Hey, thanks again for joining me, friends, for today's episode. If this podcast is a blessing to you, I hope that you'll tell a friend or share it on social media. And be sure to check out show notes for today's episode at 5minutediscipleship.com/80. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.